Welcome to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Erin, pediatric sleep consultant and founder of The Happy Sleep Company. From cat naps to night wakes and regressions to teething, we cover all things baby sleep. With a passion for children's sleep, we're here to help tired families get healthy rest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are talking about nap strikes. What is a nap strike? How do we get past a nap strike? So let's dive right into it because I know there are families dealing with this from the number of questions I get about it, and we want to get some answers and get to the other side. And that's really the key. Don't ever just assume that your child is done napping or done with a nap because they're on a nap strike. It's very often a phase, and we'll get to the other side of it and still have lots of naps left. So let's talk about all of that. Essentially, what happens is all of a sudden you have this child who was a previously perfect napper or really good napper, and then they just seem to be on a strike from it. So a nap strike is what we refer to when a child who was previously napping well suddenly fights nap time, protests nap time, just won't fall asleep at nap time, really resists their nap. This most commonly occurs when a child is getting close to the age to drop a nap. And it makes parents often think that they're ready to drop this nap before they actually are. They're little tricksters. So don't be fooled, moms and dads. It's very likely that your child still needs that nap, but is going through something developmentally, and it's just a matter of time and patience and consistency before that nap gets back on track. And nap strikes can happen with younger children too. It can happen where you have a 9-month-old who normally takes 2 naps a day and is all of a sudden for the last few days resisting their second nap of the day. Again, definitely doesn't mean that that child is ready to drop their second nap and move to just 1 nap a day at 9 months of age. It's probably just something developmental that's going on and we need to get to the other side of it. So here are some tips for managing the nap strike. First of all, again, don't panic. Don't immediately make 100 changes or assume that your child is done with this nap altogether forevermore. Nap strikes are common. If your child is under 3 years old, and definitely if they're under 2.5 years of age, they most certainly still need to nap at some point in the middle of the day, but they're for one or more reasons currently refusing to fall asleep. So first rule of thumb, don't panic, don't make 100 changes, don't just drop the nap because your child has refused it for a few days. Keep offering the nap, be patient, be consistent with how you would normally manage any protest at nap time, and that nap strike should pass. And again, the same goes for a younger child, an infant who is still on 2 naps a day but is resisting maybe their afternoon nap. Keep all of that in mind and don't just assume all of a sudden we need to make changes. Now, certainly if the nap strike has been going on for a couple of weeks, your child has been taking a lot longer to fall asleep or refusing a nap altogether for a couple of weeks, it might be time to look at whether some scheduling changes are necessary, but certainly I like for parents to not panic and not immediately make a ton of changes within just a few days of their child who, again, was previously doing just fine with this nap, all of a sudden resisting the nap more. So rule number one, don't panic. Number two, look at your child's schedule. So that's kind of what I was getting into there. So we don't panic, but now if it's been going on a little while, let's examine your child's schedule. Is your little one sleeping when he should be during the day? And is he getting enough sleep and enough awake time? If he isn't sleeping at the right times in the day or getting enough sleep at night, then either undertiredness or overtiredness could be causing difficulty with the naps. So try to educate yourself about what proper wake windows are at different ages for an infant or a young toddler who's still on multiple naps in the day. Try to think about for a toddler, okay, my toddler used to do great on a noon nap, but for the last week or two, he's really not been falling asleep well at noon. And you know what? He's almost 2.5 years old. And I've kind of looked around and read that at 2.5 years, maybe noon is too early for his nap and he's not quite tired enough. And that is often the case. So this is a good example. My 2.5-year-old was a great napper. He's been really resisting his nap for the last little while. You know what? Maybe noon is too early for him. Maybe now we've decided we need to move his nap to more like 12:30, just for a little more sleep pressure. Or maybe your child is around 11 months of age, and previously they went down just fine for their naps after about 2.5 to 3 hours of awake time. That's a common age where now at 11 months, your child still needs 2 naps a day, but they might be resisting one of their naps because we're not giving them quite enough awake time. So if we're still trying to keep an 11-month-old on the 2-nap schedule they were on when they were 8 months old, we're probably going to run into some troubles. We're probably going to run into this child resisting some of their naps because they're not tired enough, because we're not giving them enough awake time. So again, if you're at around 11, 12 months, your child used to be a great napper. For the last week or two, they've really been struggling. It's probably time to examine the schedule and see if maybe we need a little more awake time to make sure that they are tired enough for that sleep. And the last thing we want to consider is whether this is truly a brief strike or if your child is ready to drop a nap. So you can see that the progression of this is that that's the last resort. That's the last thing we look at, because we don't want to panic and rush into dropping a nap. Because if we drop it altogether and then we decide it was a bad idea to do so, it can be hard to move backwards. So first, we don't panic. We don't make 100 changes. We just stay super consistent for a week or two and see if this is truly just a phase, a nap strike, something developmental was going on, maybe cognitively or physically, and once your child got through that milestone, naps were right back on track. Second thing, if it's been a week or two and we've gotten past that and we decide we're still having troubles, we need to look at something else, then we examine the schedule and we see if we need to make some tweaks. And as a last resort, that is where we consider whether this child is really ready to drop a nap. Again, whether it is a young toddler who's maybe 15, 16 months and has been resisting their second nap and you've made some schedule changes and it still hasn't helped, okay, maybe they are ready to drop their afternoon nap and just move to that one midday nap. Or maybe it is a 3-year-old who has been resisting their midday nap and you've tried some scheduling tweaks and it's been a couple of weeks and we're still resisting that nap. Well, maybe now your 3-plus-year-old is really ready to drop that nap. Another example might be a child who's around 7.5, 8 months. They're refusing their 3rd nap of the day. It's very possible that he is now ready to drop that 3rd nap and move to a 2-nap schedule. Again, if a child's 3rd birthday is next month and for the last couple of weeks we've been refusing that midday snooze, another good sign that the nap might be a thing of the past. So we want to look at all of those different options and we want to start with consistency to see if we'll get to the other side. We want to then move to some scheduling tweaks and not just panic and drop the nap altogether, but try to keep it maybe just on a slightly different schedule. And then lastly, we really look at our child's age. We look at what's appropriate for a lot of children that age, and we decide if maybe, yes, we are ready to just drop that nap altogether. Don't panic, parents. Lots of things are phases. I'm not a fan of that expression, "this too shall pass," because as a mom, I just know it's really frustrating because you're just like, when? When will it pass? But a nap strike will often pass with just a bit of time and consistency. And if it doesn't, then you make some tweaks. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a mom or dad who might need some rest. Connect with us on Instagram at The Happy Sleep Company and check out our website, thehappysleepcompany.com, for loads of blogs, sleep guides, and information about how we work with families one-on-one to get sleep on track.